Very big night for the Australian government last night, given all the troubles they faced both economically and politically. The budget of 2017 was about tax increases, new levies, heaps of spending. The banks don't like the new levy they've been hit with.
Nobody, I think, has really thought through the implications of what might happen now that this is a reality.
But there is defence around the new Medicare increases.
I think it's inevitable if you want to fund the NDIS to make sure the NDIS is viable in the longer term.
So let's have a look at the numbers. ABC host Michael Rowland's back with us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
A lot of it was pre-sold, of course. Any shocks last night?
Two of the big shocks are that increase in the Medicare levy. So from 2019, all of us here in Australia will be paying 0.5% more in our Medicare levy. That's the annual charge to fund our health system. That money will be quarantined to fund the National Disability Insurance Scheme, a scheme, in fact, unveiled by the former Labor government back in 2013. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, says that ensures its future viability for the many people with disabilities in Australia. And secondly, that big bank attack, the $6 billion tax on bank liabilities, which, as you heard, Mike, has got the banks on the warpath. So the government has decided to take on really its natural constituency, arguing the banks have their role to play in getting the Australian budget back to surplus, and expect to hear a whole lot more from very angry bank shareholders and bank chief executives.
What about the shift around super and savings? And this addresses the home issue or the home buyers issue. Does it address it?
Well, the government certainly argues it does. Two of the key measures it's undertaken, in fact, at both ends of the age spectrum, first home buyers will be able to contribute up to $30,000 a year pre-tax dollars into their superannuation accounts, which have concessional tax treatment, and they can use that money to go towards a house deposit. At the other end of the spectrum, in a move to free up housing stock for people struggling to get into the housing markets like Sydney and Melbourne, people aged over 65 who want to downsize, who want to sell their 4 or 5 bedroom house, will have a number of tax concessions granted to them. Scott Morrison, the Treasurer, argues that this will go a long way to easing the housing pressures in big cities, but the devil is in the detail, and the proof will be many years in the making on that one.
What about the infrastructure spend? This is all this good debt, bad debt thing. Do people get that? Will that be well received?
It will if you're struggling in traffic in a city like Sydney or Melbourne, or circling over Sydney Airport waiting to land, because we have now money, $5 billion for the second Sydney Airport in Western Sydney. We have heaps of cash for an inland freight train network that will stretch all the way from Melbourne to the south to Brisbane in Queensland, a number of road projects scattered around Australia. So I think people will eventually see this as a good thing, lots of money involved in that. And we had the government softening us up in the last couple of weeks, saying, well, the money spent on infrastructure, on roads, rail and port is, in its words, good debt, not bad debt. So it remains to be seen just how Australians treat that.
Always a pleasure, Michael. Michael Rowland out of Australia this morning on the Australian budget.